8179.
Are you feeling the pain at the pump over the weekend? Did you pay $3.50 something for a gallon? Ooh, it's painful to see those photos, video coming in from Japan. They say it could be up to 20,000 people killed after that tsunami, and still a nightmare when it comes to that nuclear power plant. Speaking of nightmares, Libya, Libya, Libya. Now the U.S. is involved. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show, Coast to Coast, and all those great nooks and crannies in between. All I have to say is, where do you live? Near the signs that say Cracker Barrel, another 10 miles, 5 miles, 3 miles? Or do you live on the other side of things where you see In-N-Out Burger, 3 miles, 2 miles, and you're here? In-N-Out Burger, my favorite burger, I think, because I still would have to sample some more, but pretty good for a fast food burger. I don't know why I said that, but I just was thinking about In-N-Out Burger, probably because I'm back from that trip from California. All right, so Libya, over the weekend, became the site of an attack from the U.S. and, I'll call them, allied forces. France heavily involved in that one. 112 Tomahawk missiles. If you haven't seen any of the pictures of it, go to americatonight.net. That's the website, and you'll see a couple of them, and I wrote a few blurbs. But I was watching when that happened. I was watching the tube and saw the shots and thought, wow. So they're trying to topple Gaddafi quickly. Are they going to be able to do that? The U.S. is saying that they expect to hand off Libya in a few days to another, regime, whoever that is. Who is it that's going to take over? And how confident are they that they can knock the Libyan leader out of power? You know, he's been there 41 years digging in and still does have some people that are loyal and are really, really slow to let go. So I guess it's bomb the crap out of him and see what happens. Not everybody excited about this, not from the political spectrum, I think, and in and around the heartland and other areas that I just mentioned. You can throw in your two cents. Is this a thumbs up or thumbs down move, fair or foul, America? Gaddafi's Tripoli compound, by the way, they believe was hit on Sunday, and you can see that it looks like, I'll describe it, this is radio, you can tell it's a missile because there's two definite missile holes in it and the crumbling of a building. But, you know, ultimately, what does that mean? So the compound's hit. Is there another compound? Is he somewhere else? What's really the story here? Congressman Pete King and Congressman Capuano had two different reactions to this, as you can imagine, as far as Congress is concerned. Listen to what they had to say.
We live in the real world, and the real world is Gaddafi has to be stopped. We have to eliminate the chaos in the Middle East, because otherwise our lives are at risk. So this is in America's national interest. I think we have to push for Gaddafi to be out. It's not enough just to stop his military activity. We have to push him out. Otherwise, there's the threat of total chaos in that country.
I don't think there's any reason that for the U.S. to deal with this as an emergency situation. The U.N. has not got the right to have U.S. Enter into military action. The House of Representatives are the ones supposed to declare war or authorize military action.
All right, so what do you think? There's two different opinions. Was this the right thing to do? We can't allow this chaos in the Middle East. Otherwise, we're at danger. But if you go with that theory, and a lot of times I agree with Congressman King, who can be way out on a limb where you just want it to break off, and other times he is so right, you know, and he's not shy. The one thing I like about this guy is he's not shy about saying what he thinks, and who cares? He's just going to say it, and it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. You get really his true opinion. I believe you get his true opinion. So King says, we had to do this. We had to do this. And Congressman Capuano says, well, no, wait a second. Congress wasn't involved here. You know, what's the deal? And the questions are coming fast and furious. Who's coming in? How long is this going to drag out? What do you think is going to happen to Gaddafi? I mean, let's be serious here. And if you go with the, okay, we have to step into the Middle East, well, boy, then we better get ready to step in all over the place. Yemeni is having their own problems. That's the big hornet's nest, too, besides Pakistan. And the Yemeni president fired the cabinet. We see that Saudi Arabia is starting to have a few problems. King Abdullah is trying to really quell all that ails his people. But will he be able to keep a lid on it? And if Saudi goes, oh, now that's where it would be brutal. So the Yemen president, just let them all go. There's protests. Once again, here we go, demanding his removal. And this has been about a month-long deal there. And it's getting bloody. You have security troops opening fire on demonstrators in the capital. Around 100 people have been killed so far. Is this a familiar theme? You could just take those words and paste them on top of pick a country in the Middle East. That's what's starting to happen. That's what's starting to happen. Where does it end? Where do we end? Where do we back out? We didn't help in Iran except for to say, bravo. Do you see the youth using Twitter? Do you see them getting their messages out? Isn't that tremendous? Isn't that great? But nothing to swoop in and help the people in Iran when that was going on. So now is it a judgment call? If it looks like you're going to topple, let's give them a push. Then we need to be in there. And Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, saying, well, we expect a handoff here in the next couple of days. Wow. So what do they know that we really don't know? Expect a handoff to a gaggle of rebels? Who are they handing off to? And I'm telling you, I'm turning over all kinds of stones. Sure, some names get thrown out, but nothing incredibly solid. Nothing, nobody in the wings that, oh, this is the guy. This is the guy who needs to step in for Gaddafi. Oh, yeah. Well, what probably will happen is NATO's probably going to take over. That's what the handoff is. It's not somebody in that country, just that NATO will step in. So if you're keeping score here, in Tunisia, the military's there until they vote. In Egypt, the military's in place until they vote. And now NATO's in place until they vote in Libya. Ooh, there's a lot of unanswered questions. But the key is, if you haven't heard what happened, 112 Tomahawk missiles fired upon key area in Libya. And now there's been some interesting reactions to it. And the reactions aren't all cheery and positive, as you can imagine. A lot of people aren't thrilled about this strike. And why? We're going to talk about that. Also, you can throw in your 2 cents, like I said, 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats. throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. You got me spinning round and round, round and round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows.
That's a great line. Where it stops, nobody knows. And nobody knows. None of us have a crystal ball, so to speak. It's too hazy. It's too hazy to know ultimately what's going to happen in the Middle East. Gaddafi, by the way, is saying it's going to be a long war after this strike. And Gates, as I said, our Secretary of Defense, is saying, yeah, we're going to hand off the lead in this to NATO. That's what we're going to do here. Sounds too good to be true. What? Throw out those Tomahawk missiles? Ooh, it's your baby. We're out of here. We're in the background, brother, if you need us. But we did our part. We spent our $1 billion. Now you have to do something. And listen, this guy is a paranoid dictator with two sons who I think is not going to ride off in that helicopter quietly and go into that good night, if you know what I mean. I don't think so. If they're going to take him out, they're going to have to take him out, if you know what I mean. It's going to take a bullet or something else to take him down. I believe that. So when his compound was hit, from all the things I've been able to gather, about 300 people, maybe more, that were supporters of Gaddafi's were at that compound at the time. Who knows who was hurt or any of that sort of stuff? There's no solid reporting on it other than to say that they're going to hit, that the U.S. military and anybody else internationally that's part of the assault will hit any of the forces that are loyal to Gaddafi on the ground that are attacking the opposition, that they're going to do that. And the British sub launched some Tomahawk missiles. So it wasn't just the U.S. The U.S. started, and you know, we brought the big guns, so to speak, and now everybody else is chipping in a little here, a little there. But is it going to be enough? I mean, are these attacks resulting in a lot of casualties? Because now you've got Gaddafi's forces would be targets for the European strikes and some of the U.S. strikes that are left. And then this U.N. resolution authorizes international military action in Libya and not only sets up a fly zone, but allows all necessary measures. And that's what they're going to stand on. Okay, Congress, so sorry, but all necessary measures, and we're just part of that. That's the deal there. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hello, Jeff.
I don't know if you heard the news, but they said McCain and one of the other Republicans told Gaddafi to back off.
Yes, and he's not doing it. He has, so far, he's not doing it.
So I think Gaddafi should, another one bites the dust. What do you think, Kate?
Well, I think at this point he has to go. If NATO is going to just continue to go forward and mix in other missiles and whatever they can do to just assault Gaddafi's people, he says he's willing to keep fighting till this is it. You know, this is going to be a long war. But how much firepower does he have? How many people does he have versus what the forces against him have? That's what you'd have to add up as to how long this would go on. So if I were a betting person, do I ultimately think Gaddafi's gone? Yes. But that's why I said it'll take a bullet or something to take him out. I think I just don't know that I see him getting on that helicopter and saying, like you say, Senator McCain says, you know, back down, forget it, just give up. I don't think he's going to do that.
Yeah, North thinks we should go there. Former General Colonel North thinks we should go take him out.
Yeah. So you think we should take him out?
Yep. I just want to know what you think on that.
I think the problem is we can't continue to get involved in these skirmishes if there's no end to it, Jeff. If it's swift and boom, he's gone, that's it. But who's the replacement, and how long are we going to be invested in this? Because here's what you have to think.
And look at all our military, what we're using. It's supposed to be for
yes.
us here in the country in case they attack.
Oh, if any, forget it. I mean, you think about it. Think of even, it's weird to, well, no, it's not weird to say this. Think of the National Guard folks. Who's serving? It's a voluntary army that we have, or military, I keep saying army, military that we have. Shows you how my mind thinks. And so, Iraq, Afghanistan, and now we don't have boots on the ground, but we're using certainly some of our sea personnel, and obviously we're using missile strikes. So that's personnel, that's equipment, that's warships. Yeah, we can't keep doing this. I mean, and then what happens? Yemen, if there's a problem, in Saudi Arabia, we got to be there. For Saudi Arabia, there's the oil right there. No matter what we say about alternatives and where else we get oil from, Canada, wherever, we still are very dependent on the Saudis. So you can't have Saudi Arabia go down with a bunch of chaos and problems. This is the problem. This is it. And you said, where do you draw the line? Where do you draw the line?
What do you think is going to happen, Kate? Because that's your department as America's Tonight.
I love that.
I'll Gary that.
I love that.
The same thing.
That's my department. Okay, if I'm going to look in that murky crystal ball, Jeff, I'm going to say that they have to physically take him out. They have to strike him, hit him with the missile, say that he's dead, whatever. They have to take him out because I don't see him leaving. I don't see him drawing down. I mean, unless I'm just not reading the guy right, and I don't think so. I think he's crazy. And I think I think he's crazy like a fox crazy. And I think he thinks he can win this. And unless his sons talk him into just, you know, waving the white flag, that's not going to happen. So how many more people get killed? How many other people are in the middle of this skirmish? A lot. And yes, his compound might have been damaged, and yes, his forces have been hit, but what kind of arsenal does he have, and how long can he dig in? He's going to dig in. I don't think it's going to happen overnight. So great, NATO takes over, we hand off, basically. I think we're going to see this drag a little bit more than most people. How's that for an answer? And Gaddafi has to be taken out. He does not get on a helicopter. Jeff, always great talking to you. Thanks for the call. I don't see it. So there is a barrage. You know, the allies basically are intensifying their push, their barrage of gunfire, missiles, whatever, at Gaddafi's forces. But it's I don't think it's a 1-2-3 punch automatically. I don't. You know, I mean, here's a good question. Here's a great question to ask yourselves. From the Obama point of view, does this help the president, hurt the president, or basically do nothing? Because we didn't jump on this immediately. And it was almost a non-Obama-like kind of move, actually, over the weekend. And there are plenty of people who are very upset in the United States, would-be voters, who are very upset about this strike because they see the problem that this could drag out. And already the Arab, let's put it this way, the Arab League of Nations is already criticizing heavily the United States. They're not like, yeah, they might be saying allied forces, but focusing on the U.S. So they're saying, this isn't right. This is not what we wanted to happen here. We just, you know, we didn't want the fly, we wanted the fly zone, the no fly zone enforced because we didn't want Gaddafi to shoot on innocent people. But boy, we didn't want this attack. We're condemning this. We don't like what the West is doing. Well, wait a second. You ask for help, and then you say don't like what the West is doing. This is the problem. This is the problem in this whole nightmare. Oh. And it's not just the U.S., too. It's the Brits and the French are also part of this. Most of the bombardment, though, has been from the U.S. military, to be honest. Tomahawk cruise missiles, the bombs, a lot of the bombs have been from the American arsenal, but not just the Americans. So what's next? All right, somebody else, Gaddafi gets booted. Who knows? There's an election. Boy, there's going to be a lot of... This is what I'll say. I hope we have a lot of military to help with these clean and honest elections that will be going on in the Middle East, because what's happening now, it's like every country is going to have an election. September will be very busy. If it is, in fact, September, where a lot of the countries will end up doing this. I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just being realistic about it. All right, we're going to take some more here on the flip side. If you want to be a part of this, throw in your 2 cents on Libya. Look at all the angles. Fair or foul, what's going on right now? Does this make the president look good? And are some people backing off the criticism of Obama? Or are more people ratcheting it up? 800-259-5791.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pumpouts and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
So we're talking about Olivia. As you can imagine, you probably heard it over the weekend. Maybe you were lucky enough to, I don't know, be on a golf course, and you got off the course, flipped on your local radio station and heard what was happening. Or maybe late at night you were crashing and then you saw some of the video from it. A lot of times people tune out over the weekend, and I totally get that. You know, we vent and we vent and we just want this country to be great, and we don't want it to fall apart at the seams. And I love that. I love that about being an American, that we are an argumentative but proud nation. How's that? Thus, all the opinions you get on talk radio, which is so big across the nation, it's terrific. Hey, we don't live in a state-run place. If we were in Venezuela, then it would be all Hugo all the time. If we were in Cuba, it would be all Castro all the time. I mean, you get my drift here. So anytime you get sick of what you hear, just remember, we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth because you can express your opinions, even if they're very, very diverse. You know the number, but I'll throw it out again in case you've forgotten, 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. If you go there, all roads lead through the website. You can catch me on Pal Talk. You can see us live a lot of times. Flopped behind me, you'll see my golden retriever, Mahalo. He doesn't really care about politics. He has an opinion on a lot of other things, though, trust me, like squirrels. Oh, the life of a dog, huh? And you can also send me your thoughts at through americatonight.net. Click on the email and email me that way, too. All right, let's go to them. Al in Canada, you have the honors this segment. You're leading us off. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hi, kid. I agree with you. I don't think Gaddafi is going to surrender or going to exile, you know, hide out in Argentina. You know, I honestly think that his slogan is, give me Libya or give me death.
Yeah.
You know, because he's not going to surrender. And, you know, I remember 5 years ago, that guy, what's his name from South Africa, Nelson Mandela, he gave a speech, and maybe I'm wrong, but he gave a speech, and he was praising Muammar Gaddafi. He was a huge fan of Muammar Gaddafi. Do you know why?
Why was he doing that? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, Gaddafi is a big a hero in southern Africa, like in Zimbabwe and South Africa. Gaddafi supported the people that were fighting apartheid, apparently. He usually fight. It's kind of ironic. He's a big supporter of people power in black Africa, yet while he was oppressing his own people.
Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah. Because in other... Gaddafi is a mixed bag. You can see photos of him with a lot of world leaders, let's face it, Al. And he's been involved in things like the situation in Africa. But like you said, ultimately, to me, think of Pan Am and what happened there. And I think it's a tale of two faces with Gaddafi. That's the deal.
Yeah, and one other quick thing, you know, if I were king of the world, there would be no earthquakes at all. You know, if I were God, there would be no earthquakes at all. But since there has to be earthquakes, you know, that big earthquake in Japan, wouldn't it have been interesting had that earthquake occurred 1 week before Pearl Harbor, before FDR's famous Day of Infamy, December 7th, 1941. If that earthquake had occurred about 5 days before Pearl Harbor, there would have been no Second World War in the Pacific, right?
Well, we could play the if game all night long.
I wish God had a little better timing.
Yeah, touche, I understand your point. Thanks, Al. Oh, the if game. If only this, then this would have happened. Yeah. We have some interesting things on chat, too. Perilous One is saying, it doesn't matter who takes over as long as he goes. It's a hotbed of snakes anyway. And with he's got a lot of different comments, with several Arab nations standing on the brink of revolution, our timing to hit the Gaddafi regime couldn't be better. Let it crumble along with OPEC. Dictators there are running scared. They are running scared, of course, because especially you saw Egypt was, not so much Tunisia, but really Egypt when you saw Mubarak go, because he was a guy who had been in power for 4 decades, too. And same thing, was sitting on a pot of gold, and you saw what happened. So, yes, I think King Abdullah is very, very worried about what's going to happen in Saudi Arabia. Dan in Texas, hello.
Madam President.
Hello.
You could be our president because you had more experience than the Kenyan that's running the place now. And with your connections, you could be a very good president.
Oh, I would be terrible. Dan, listen, just like you, I am not politically correct. And if we say what we think, then we're not electable.
That's why I would vote for you.
Well, you and 5 other people, but that's
the
problem.
Well, you know, think of the tight little group that you'd have there. You know,
there you go.
Now, this is a real strange dog and pony show. I think Obama's trying to get street cred by attacking them, hoping he'd get Gaddafi in the end. That would make him look good to the people of America as a great warrior, a man who'll stand up for America, blah, 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 blah. But he's so ham-handed at everything he does that, you know, he could screw up a plum pie. Now, the boys over there in the rest of the world, this is not an accident what's going on. All these little revolutions are going on are part of the caliphate-type program that they're going to try to put together in the end. And Jordan, King of Jordan, is producing 500,000 homes for his people. Saudi Arabia has just offered 2 months' free salary to all of their little administrators. Bahrain is offering different programs for their people as well to try to cool the rest. Plus, they got the Saudi and army's hip people down there in the rain trying to keep that cool. But this isn't going to work out. I mean, this is a movement that's going to overthrow everybody down there. And when they all go, guess who's going to be on a real short end of the stick as far as energy goes?
U.S.
Us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this is all by design. Everything Obama does is designed to hurt us. Oh, by the way, did you follow up on that thing I told you about his Social Security number?
I did, but it's very foggy. Here's the thing. Listen, I'm going to tell you this again, Dan. Here's the problem. I've checked with three Republican strategists. One of them I'm going to have on the show. Also, David Morey, a Democratic strategist, ran that by them just to do it, just for grins. And they all have said to me, unequivocally, Dan, that if they could have proven that, then he would have never gotten to where he did, because it would have been just easy to knock him off and let him be a speaker, an orator, and do whatever he was going to do. Because why the president? Why the presidency? There were other people that could have grabbed the presidency on the Democratic side, because there was anti-Bush sentiment, which is what the Republicans were fighting.
Okay, you can believe that if you want to, but
I was going to convince you of anything.
No,
I'm telling you, I'm digging. I'm trying to legitimately. I'm serious.
I know you
if
are.
If I could legitimately, nail it down, I would.
Thank you, Kate. I do appreciate it. I'll let you go. But I'm right.
Oh, you are brutal. You always have to have the last word. Bye, Dan. Oh, let's go to Peter in Georgia. Hey, Peter.
Hey. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, what's up?
Well, I was just wondering if I was the only person who noticed that, you know, the shock and awe bombing in Baghdad started on March 19th, and so did this one. I mean, is that a coincidence or what? Is there any significance to that?
Why? Why do you say March 19th is significant? Because of the big moon?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know why it would be, but I know that the bombing in Baghdad, I know because it started, remember the shock and awe and then bombing
right.
Baghdad? That was March 19th of 93.
Okay, I see what you're saying, yeah. Is there a significance to the date?
Why is it we just chose March 19th all of a sudden to bomb another country? I mean, it's just a strange coincidence.
Yeah.
And plus with, you know, the moon being closest to the Earth and this full moon, I mean, I don't know. Are there people behind the scenes that do astrology or something? I mean, has anyone mentioned that? It does seem a bit. Do you know who Zbigniew Brzezinski is?
Right.
Okay, because it's interesting that there's a magazine, I believe, is it called Current Affairs?
I have no idea.
It's a very famous scholarly magazine. Anyway, in 1998, he wrote an article, and it's called the chessboard of the world or something like this. And
there's a thing called Foreign Affairs, but I don't know if that's the same
foreign
thing you're
affairs,
talking about. Foreign Affairs. I've read that. That's good. Yeah, Foreign Affairs is good. You can get that at the newsstand. It's a big, thick thing. Yeah.
Right. It's published by the
yes.
Council of Foreign Relations, I think,
yes.
or something like that.
Yes.
So in 1998, Brzezinski and his daughter, of course, gives us the news in the morning on MSNBC, or Mika Brzezinski. So, in 1998, he wrote this thing saying, we're facing peak oil, we're facing the end of oil, we need to take over Iraq, we need to take over Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Kazakhstan. I mean, he names it, and he lays it all out, like what we need to do and how we need to do it. Have you read this before?
I haven't read it, but it's interesting that you bring it up. I don't know. She recently, Mika Brzezinski had her father on, and I think they were talking about, I don't know if they were specifically talking about the article, but his predictions of what needed to happen. So I know what you're talking about there, but nothing ever was done. Nothing, it never went anywhere, obviously. Stay with us.
2012 is fast approaching. A shift is coming. Time is folding upon itself, and the world around us is accelerating. Join wisdom teacher Sriram Ka and angelic oracle Kira Ra for 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net each week as they guide us through this journey to enlightenment and abundant living. Learn the power of living unconditionally, growing into God, consciousness, and living with self-ascension. Let go of the chaos. Tune in to 2012 Higher Love on WebTalkRadio.net.
Here's a smart way to feed your family better food at lower cost and have more fun doing it. Just go to WebTalkRadio.net and click on Hobie's Outdoor Adventures. Hobie discusses inexpensive hunting and fishing trips using fascinating and sometimes startling techniques to provide for your family. You'll even get recipes and cooking tips, as well as advice on hunting tools. So listen each week to a new episode of Hobie's Outdoor Adventures on WebTalkRadio.net for a fun and smart approach to outdoor radio.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
All right, I promise for fun I'm going to mix in some other things here. I know we're all concerned about Libya and what's going to happen there in the Middle East and where are we headed with this whole thing. Absolutely. But I'm going to squeeze in just a few other things because we did do and nailed the score, and we're going to continue to do that here on America Tonight because we like nailing the score. It's fun. All of you in Kentucky love it, too, and other spots. So we had to nail the score heading into the weekend. So did anybody nail the score or not? We're going to talk about that. In brackets. Is anybody even in brackets or nah? They're just too lame. You can't stand it. I've run into a lot of people who are like, I don't care about those stupid brackets. So let's go to Dennis in Michigan. He's going to bail us out here. Hey, Dennis.
Hello. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm just fine. There's a problem in, I think, talk radio politicians and especially presidential candidates. They need to do a better job in understanding the Quran. The American people read the Quran and they interpret it in the Western words.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the Quran makes a statement that they have that it's a good idea to help the travelers, the underprivileged, the poor, and so forth. However, if you talk to an expert in the Quran, an American expert, you'll find that those words apply only to Muslims. You will not find in an Islamic country in Haiti helping, and you will not find an Islamic country helping in Japan. we do not understand the Islamist mind yet, and we're making a huge mistake in not doing that. And that is also why Obama takes vacations and disappears when these things happen, because he's a Muslim and he cannot help and still follow the Quran. Are you there?
All right, so yeah, I'm listening to you. But he says he denies that, Dennis. He's saying
that's
that he's
right.
Christian.
And he's also the same man that when he went to Arabia, he kissed the ring of the king of Arabia too.
Right. He's a
Muslim, he's an Islamist, and he's doing exactly what the Quran requires.
All right, thanks for the call, Dennis. I'll throw that out. I agree with the first part of what he said, by the way. The Quran and the interpretation of the Quran, of course, is different. And the comment that he made about you don't see, some of the people that are, I think it's extremists, because then you get into the difference. Anybody that follows to the letter the Quran of the infidels or whatever, certainly they're not helping the people in Japan. Of course they're not doing that. But here's the thing. I mean, really, if you don't like Obama, I totally get it. I mean, I totally get the ineffectiveness. I totally get the waffling. I totally get all of that. Absolutely. But he's not going to not get elected in 2012 with he's a Muslim. I mean, they just dismiss that. They just laugh that off in the background. And Obama goes to church. So is it a facade? That's what you're saying. So then many of you may believe that you think it's a facade that, hey, he's not who he says he is. But he's many times now especially mentioned God. And mentioned specifically his Christian background. A couple of times he's done that. And I think that's purposely placed to throw off the whole Muslim idea anyway. But I do believe, and I've talked to enough people that say, oh, bring it on. The more that conversation happens, the more he's going to get his second term, the more that's going to happen. But I always say this. I don't care what your political stripes are, right of right, left of left, extreme views kind of in the middle trying to decide. I welcome them all. I really, really do. So thanks for the call. And I agree. Somebody who's strictly interpreting the Quran, there are a lot of misinterpretations. Absolutely. Absolutely. And if you don't realize what's in the Quran in trying to embrace the people, or not embrace the people is a bad word. It's to turn the people, let's say, like in Afghanistan, which is what the troops are doing, negotiate with them, get down into their own level in the villages. The problem is, I've had people tell me this, like what's lost when General Petraeus goes on the air and apologizes for civilian casualties, the times that happens, because they don't have television, so nobody sees that. So there is a disconnect. There is a disconnect there with the people. Of course there is a huge disconnect. I mean, that's part of the whole problem with what's happening in the Middle East. All right, not to shine off on that, but I am for a quick second, because I've had a lot of you ask me about what's happening in the NCAA tournament, and part of the reason why is because many of you tried to nail the score. Not surprisingly, Rick in Illinois, Jeff in Kentucky, Philip in Kentucky, Dan in Texas, Jack in Australia, Dale in Illinois, Dr. E in Kentucky, Sam in Montreal, and a whole bunch of other people did not nail the score, including myself. I did not nail the score. Who's gone on and who's been dumped out in college hoop has been interesting. I had Duke in my bracket, and Duke barely hung on. They beat Michigan 73-71. For Coach K, it was a huge win. It was his 900th win as the coach of the Blue Devils. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
Game today. Yeah, and we told our kids it would be like playing Butler in the national championship going into this game. You know, very similar, tough-minded, really, really good basketball team. So I'm proud of our effort. and obviously ecstatic that we're moving on. When I just took a moment after the game with my wife, Mickey, and my athletic director, Kevin White, and Mike Craig, our associate athletic director, and they just said, take one moment, and how do you feel? And I said, I feel like it's amazing that a coach and his point guard can be the first two coaches in the history of our game to win 900.
Yeah, 900 is pretty big. Why would this guy at one point got offered the Lakers job? Why would he ever leave college hoop? It would make no sense. Matt, how are you doing in your bracket? Are you still hanging in any of the brackets you filled out?
The one hope I have is Florida, because in a pool I'm in, I have two brackets, and in one bracket where I'm actually doing all right, I have Florida winning it all. I'm the only person in the pool who picked Florida, so if they win it all, I'm definitely taking home the whole prize.
Woo.
But I think I'm doing all right. I had Washington beating North Carolina, so that kind of screwed me up, and I had Louisville in the Final Four as well in that bracket. So, but other than that, I had a lot of winners that was going on, so I didn't pick VCU or Richmond or Morehead State or anything like that, but I had some good picks that are working out for me so far. I'm in, like, 10th place out of about, I think we have, like, 75 people or something like that.
Wow, 75. And so that could be a nice little payoff for you if you win.
It would help out, that's for sure.
It would help out. So you don't have to give, what is it, plasma? So instead of giving plasma for money, extra money. You know, in college, people always do that. Instead, Matt is filling out the brackets, earning some extra dough by filling out the brackets. Yeah, it's been a wild ride so far. Kentucky, you look at, I'll tell you what, the matchup I want to see, Kentucky and Ohio State, that should be good. And that game is on March 25th. That's going to be a good one. Coming up, of course, this week, so that's what, Friday, I think, if I'm right. Also, Marquette and UNC, that should be an interesting game. VCU, who knew? That's what Matt just said. Florida State, I talked about Florida State earlier. And, man, the Duke game. Duke beats Michigan, and now it's Duke and Arizona. Butler sneaking in there. Butler and Arizona. Butler is an eighth seed. How about that? Woo! I think it's interesting when you get down to this point in the tourney. BYU, I know a lot of people are alums of BYU that listen. BYU in Florida, UConn, and SDSU. That was one of the teams that our man Steve Budin picked and told you, hey, look for SDSU. The Buddha was good on his advice. A lot of what he said has happened so far in this tournament. Hey, if you have any thoughts on the show or you just want to vent, send it to me, americatonight.net.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it out.